Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Happy New Year. We missed you guys. We hope that you missed us too. Coming up on today's show, Week 17 is nearly in the books. We'll take a look at how the playoff picture is currently shaping up, plus a primetime game we can actually enjoy. The Bengals versus the Bills. They're facing off tonight for Monday Night Football, and we're going to give you our picks. Of course, you know it. You've got some Mox Locks coming your way as well. But first, we'll welcome in Mr. Monday. We took a Monday off for the break. Danny Brasco, how you doing?
I missed you guys. I didn't know what to do with myself on that Monday. I'm on Moxie Bets on Mondays. I was walking around the house looking like the Pablo Escobar meme, but I'm happy to be back and a new year, new money to be made.
Yes, absolutely. And I will say, I just moved. I'm no longer in New York City. I'm a Connecticut woman now. And we haven't put together the Moxie Bets studio yet. So if you're watching on YouTube, bear with me. We don't have anything yet, but by next week, we'll be back up and running. And with that, let's get into our Mox thought of the day, the playoff picture. Now, the playoff picture to me is always like, you know, if this happens and that happens and that happens and this happens, but if that doesn't happen, then they get in and this and that, whatever. It's like that meme where the person's like counting and all the numbers are swirling around them. But let's take a look at the playoff picture as it's shaping out right now. So first up, the Bucs clinched the NFC South with their win over the Panthers. Congrats to Tom Brady. He just basically punched his 14th consecutive year making the playoffs. But the NFC South is really the new NFC East. The worst division. It's like, can you really be that excited, with the record that the Bucks had? But how do you feel so far about Tom Brady and the Bucks going to the playoffs?
They squeaked their way in there. Like, it was an ugly game too. They were down 14-0 in that game. Like, you're really going to lose to the Panthers with everything on the line here? But time and time again, he makes these comebacks. They win these 17-14 games that looked like they were about to put up zero, and they're in the playoffs. I mean, anyone can make noise in the playoffs, especially Tom Brady. So it does feel like I think the Cowboys are going to draw the Bucks, and that feels like a dangerous matchup for the Cow Frogs. Yeah. But I mean, look at Brady and the Bucks. How can we have any confidence in them? So it's getting weird here. And yeah, these playoff scenarios always come down to like a 5% chance that if they lose there, but they beat them on the road, then it's just nutty at the end. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's what makes the NFL so great. But how about the G-Men? The G-Men clinched a playoff spot for the first time since 2016 with their win over Jeff Saturday and the Colts. Are you excited?
Absolutely. Bust out the Jeremy Shockey jersey. Who's still sporting Jeremy Shockey? Finally, we're back in the playoffs. Daboll, first-year coaching, gets us in. And, you know, it's been an up-and-down season. But overall, we have a lot to be proud of. And he's gotten Daniel Jones kind of in that Josh Allen-esque mold. Like, he's finally gotten the best out of Daniel Jones, taking that mobile QB system, and it's worked. So I think that we're a tough out for anyone in the NFC that draws us. So look out for the G-Men. I don't think that we're going to make a Super Bowl push by any means. That would just be lunacy. But I think we're a tough matchup for anybody. So I'm really happy that we're in it.
How do you, two questions for you. First, you know, there was a Gatorade pour over the coach. And how do you feel about that happening when it's not a Super Bowl or a championship win, you know, just for the sixth seed? So I did see some hate about that on Twitter. However, I do feel like, you know, it's the first time since 2016. People are excited. How do you feel about the Gatorade pour?
Exactly. New York sports are in a drought, right? The Yankees haven't won anything. The Giants and the Jets have been the laughing stock of the NFL. The Knicks are, we won't go there because Mama said, if you don't have everything nice to say, then don't say anything. But the Gatorade pour is, of course, excessive. If I'm any other team's fan, I'm like, you guys are idiots. Like, congrats. That's cute. But for us, we're thrilled. So pour it up. Let's go. Dayball's in.
Pour it up. Okay, so sticking with the NFC East, the Eagles were not able to clinch the NFC East with their loss to the Saints. Really interesting matchup there, actually. I thought that was going to be an easy game for the Eagles. And they haven't clinched the number one seed, which means the 49ers have a chance to take the number one seed in the NFC. Do you think the 49ers could possibly clinch the number one seed in the NFC?
Yeah, it's possible, but unlikely with all the, you know, losses needed. But I mean, just to think that Jimmy goes down, I mean, you got to be beaming, Katie, because it looked like it was all over just when they traded for McCaffrey, when they emptied out the cabinets to get all the talent in the world, and they look like an unstoppable team. Then their centerpiece to run the offense goes down severely. Brock Purdy, who's this guy? And all of a sudden, he's electric. In fact, you could argue he's been running the system better. He's young and he's green and he's, you know, made some young mistakes, but he plays with all the moxie in the world. And he at this point, I don't want to be, you know, we've been saying, well, we don't want to jump to conclusions, but like, don't you feel like they have a better chance to go further with him based on what you've seen than they would have with your boy, Jimmy? Like,
yes. Yes, Danny, and I hate to say it because you know how much I love Jimmy G. And I will say this is slight vindication for myself because everyone always was like, oh, you only like Jimmy because he's so good looking. Oh, you have a crush on Jimmy Garoppolo. And I've always said, I care about what's best for this team. And up until this point, Jimmy Garoppolo has been what's best for this team. So I was a ride or die for Jimmy Garoppolo. Enter Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy. And like you said, one could argue, and I would argue, that the offense moves better through Purdy. I mean, this kid is an absolute stud. I never buy quarterback jerseys, but I might buy a Purdy jersey. 113 is my favorite number. And two, I just love this kid so much. Yeah, I mean, I think that this team could go all the way. Obviously, you know, the Eagles are in a little bit of a free fall here, but they'd still have to lose out in order to lose that number one seed. It's possible. I don't know. I feel like we have locked in that number two seed at this point, but we'll have to see. But definitely the Raiders gave us our run for our money last night. That was not the best game from the 49ers, but I do also feel like it's good to get that kind of weird game out of the way.
Agreed.
Let's move on to the AFC. Did you say agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. You got to get those ugly ones out of the way, especially before the playoffs. They're not all going to be pretty. If you need some bumps and bruises, the W is all that matters at the end, unless you bet on the spread. But you got it done nonetheless. So those are important.
Important. Okay, so the Dolphins lost to the Patriots. They pushed them out of the playoff spot, which is very, very interesting because they were kind of the Cinderella team, I feel like, this year. In order for them to make the playoffs, they have to beat the Jets this weekend, and they need the Patriots to lose to the Bills, which is probably likely. If the Patriots beat the Bills, then they're in. However, they can still get in with both the Dolphins and the Steelers losing their games. The Steelers haven't been eliminated. They're just like, you know, the gnat that like won't go away. They won last night, of course, big win there, but they need a win over the Browns. And then they both need the Dolphins and the Patriots to lose. Again, it's the meme of all these things. What do you think about the AFC picture as it stands right now?
I'm impressed that you can even say all these and get out the sentences of what everything, what needs to happen. It's a scramble and mush inside my brain. But yeah, I think that game last night, I teased the Steelers to +7.5. I saw an interesting stat that the average score over the last like 10 years between Steelers Ravens is like 20.1 to 20.3. Like these teams always play each other down to the point, defense, down to the field goal. Yeah. So I took as many points as I can get. And that just feels like how the whole AFC is right now, a small microcosm of that. They all play each other down to the point. It feels like they're just one score games time and time again. So, the Patriots really shook things up, beating the Dolphins, who, like you said, Cinderella team, all of a sudden they've lost so many in a row. You know, Tua is hurt for the 57th time. You know, Bridgewater gets hurt again after Tua got hurt. So that's going to, you know, really make it tough for them. And I think that they had the rug pulled from underneath them a little bit with all the hype and stars in their eyes that people had about this team. So I think that, yeah, they're the team that might actually end up on the outs. You said the scenario, the Patriots have to win. They need one win in the last week of the season. I'm not sure what the Bills will bring to the table if they clinch it right here. So, yeah, there's a lot of up in the air, but it's really I think the Patriots and Bill Belichick will find a way to sneak their way in, much to everyone's surprise, and also not surprise, right? That's just what they do.
Yeah, well, the Bengals actually could clinch the AFC North tonight if they win or tie against the Bills, which is pretty exciting for them. The Bengals, I think, are the kind of sleeper team right now in the AFC because you got the juggernauts, right? You got the Bills and you've got the Chiefs, but sneakily, these Bengals are heating up. Do you think that they can make a long playoff push this year?
So in the beginning of the season, my prediction was that they would take a step back this year after getting all the way to the Super Bowl against all odds and start the season real slow, some injuries. Yep. Team was just not, you know, got out of the gate poorly, and I'm patting myself on the back. Oh, that was a good take. Wrong, Danny. Joe Burrow says no thank you. I'm going right back to where we were. And I think that they can make another playoff push. Burrow just keeps defying the odds. Even when the sharp money's against him, even when it looks like a bad bet to bet the Bengals, it hasn't mattered. He's 19-3 in his last 22 games against the spread. Like, the Bengals are the most profitable team to bet on over the last two seasons, and Burrow's getting wins, you know, not just covers, but wins as well. So The problem with them, despite all the things that you can just throw away and back Joe Burrow, is their offensive line. He's not well protected, and he does really well against the blitz. But if teams just kind of rush four at him and they're able to get pressure, it's going to be too hard. There's no time to get anything going. So they have like only one lineman that grades above average in terms of PFF. That kind of protection won't work in the playoffs. So they got to get that shored up. But that's really my only caveat. Other than that, Bengals are capable of anything behind Joey B.
It's so funny when you said, at the beginning of the season, you thought they would take a step back. In the beginning of the season, I was like totally fading their Lions. And in the beginning of the season, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, good job, Mox. Like, you knew everybody was so hot on them. And then look at them. They punched their ticket to the playoffs. So that's something where I thought I was quite sharp and ended up being quite dull on that one. Who is your first round bounce out that you think is getting out in the first round? Mine will be the Vikings.
Then make it a double, please, because the Vikings are fraudulent. I don't care how you pronounce it. I mean, there's just I don't believe in them, and I haven't for so long. That record is phony. I was all over the Packers yesterday, and that was such an easy win.
Yeah,
I don't believe in them at all. Justin Jefferson is fantastic, and you know that offensive scheme really worked. It was great for him this year, but they're a paper team. They're good on paper. And when it really comes down to it, I think they find a way to bungle games way too often behind Kirk, primetime Kirk. No chance that's getting my money.
With Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means whether you win or lose, you're always earning towards perks like free stays at iconic Caesars properties, game tickets, dining, and more. And if you haven't started yet, here's a reminder. Your first bet is on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it back as a free bet. Must be 21 or older, offer valid, and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas. Affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. Affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPE-NEW YORK, 467-369. What do you want to eat tonight? Maybe you want a home-cooked favorite, but don't feel like going to the store, or you want something exciting and new, but it would be great to stay in tonight. DoorDash connects you with everything you want whenever and however you want it. For a limited time, our listeners can get 50% off up to a $20 value and $0 delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code MOXIE. That's 50% off up to a $20 value and $0 delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code MOXIE. Don't forget, that's code MOXIE for 50% off up to a $20 value and $0 in delivery fees with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We already talked some playoff implication, so let's get into some bets. Bills 12-3 straight up, 7-8 against the spread. They are 10-5 to the under. Bengals, really close, 11-4 straight up, 12-3 against the spread. They have been cover machines, and they are 9-5-1 to the under. It's the first career matchup between Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. I'm excited. Both of these guys enter in this matchup hot, hot, hot. Bills on a 6-game win streak. Bengals on a 7-game win streak. Josh Allen has 32, and Joe Burrow has 34 touchdowns. That is the most combined passing touchdowns at 66 of any opposing quarterbacks entering a Monday night football game ever, Danny. Ever, ever, ever. It's pretty exciting.
Wow. Set the stage for us. I mean, this very well could be the game of the year. Even another interesting stat, two teams with this high of a win percentage in terms of their record have only faced off 8 times in prime time in the last like 20 years. So this is a uniquely good matchup on a Monday night game. And like you said, Burrow versus Allen for the first time, they've never squared off. I cannot wait. Now, everyone is going to see that on paper and say offense, offense, offense. And you wouldn't be wrong. There's going to be scoring in this game. But I like the under. You said the trends to the under. I mean, my first bet in this one's going to be under 49.5. Both have played to the under in this game. And here's one trend that I cannot look away. It's a 77% angle. That's just, you don't get those in sports betting. When a road team is favored this season, the under is 61-33 to the under. When the road team is favored, Bills right now -1.5 road faves. When the road team is favored by less than a field goal, the under is 24-7-1. Give me no more trends. That's the only one I need to see. I'll take the under 49.5.
I love that under as well, and I'm going to play that a little bit later today. But when I looked at this matchup, I like the Bills. I mean, the line is basically pick 'em, and it's really tough to go against Joe Burrow, especially how incredible he's been playing and at home. But I still like the Bills in this spot. It's a little bit scary for a couple reasons. One, all three of the Bills' losses this season have come by 4 points or fewer. So if this is going to be a really tight matchup, that's a little bit scary. But the Bills are hot right now. They're on their 6-game winning streak. It's interesting because Poyer is listed as questionable, but I still believe that he's going to play. He didn't practice a couple days last week with the same injury, and they ended up playing him anyway. The Bills are 11-0 this season with Jordan Poyer playing. He has won, or they have won rather, 15 straight games with him playing. It's the longest streak by any NFL player. All of the stats and the trends and the momentum will tell you to take the Bengals in this one, but I'm going Bills. One, I have a futures ticket on the Bills, so I feel like that kind of, you know, is a little bit clouding my judgment here. So, you know, tail at your own risk. But I just have a feeling that the Bills are going to go in there and they're going to play this one and they're going to win by at least a field goal.
And you know what? If you are going to back the Bills here, like this is not a sharp spot. How am I trying to say that? It's not like you're just a regular public bettor that's going Josh Allen, Bills. This is the shortest favorite they've been all season long. And while they haven't been covering at a great rate, I believe Allen is 2-6-1 against the spread in his last 9. Yeah. It's because you're backing the Bills if you're laying like -9.5 spreads when they play the freaking Bears, right? So this is the shortest favorite they've been. Burrow and the Bengals have been the most profitable team to bet on. It's like buying low on a team that's on a 6-game win streak, right? This is the best you're going to get on the Bills. The bets are pretty even thus far, Katie. The money's on the side of the Bills. So it looks like big money bettors are on your side as well. And there's plenty to play for and get up for this game. Like it's not just a public play and sort of a, like you might say, a dull play to just back the Bills. This kind of feels like a decent spot. So I'm not against you on it. I think you could be on the right side here.
Well, and I feel like the public, and I mean, like you said, it's 50-50. Most people I've talked to are all on Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow, I think, does have all of the momentum, even though Josh Allen has been playing really well. And the Bills, of course, are on that 6-game win streak. It feels like the Bengals started off slow, and then they've been kind of hot ever since. And then the Bills started off hot, and then they kind of went to duds, and then they're starting to get hot again. So I feel like people are less or more anxious about putting money on the – I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to be Bills tonight. Bills by a touchdown. Let's go. Wow. All right, let's talk about quarterback bets. What do you like from either Joe or Josh tonight, the Jays?
So I think that – you know what? I saw a lot of good stats on Josh Allen against teams that allow 21 or less fewer points per game. And the Bengals defense has been doing so. Josh Allen actually thrives against good defenses. We talk about that when it's matchups against the Patriots, right? Well, Bill Belichick will know how to scheme for him. He dices the Patriots up all the time. So he does well against teams that have been stingy on defense. However, I think in a prime time game with a lot of chips on the line, with a lot of adrenaline, Joe versus Josh, right? That narrative, he's liable to make a mistake too. He might throw 4 touchdowns. I think he's going to throw an interception. He threw 2 against the Bears last week.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a stint this year where he threw 6 picks in 3 games. It was kind of ugly. He cleaned it up. He only threw one over the next four, but two against the Bears last week. I think that maybe tries to do too much a couple moments in this game, and it leads to an interception. So I'm going to take Josh Allen to throw a cookie at minus 135.
That's, well, one, I love that. I'm going to tail that. I couldn't find odds on that when I was looking earlier this morning. And so 135, when the guy's thrown so many interceptions, I love that. And, you know, I love a quarterback cookie. So I'm going to tail you on that one. I'm going to take Joe Burrow's longest completion over 37 and a half. This is at minus 113. So when I was looking at Joe Burrow's stats, he has 23 passing touchdowns of 30 plus yards since the start of the season. So we know he's airing it out. That's a lot of touchdowns over 30 yards. His longest pass has been at least 39 yards in three of his last four games. I do think they're going to be running the ball a fair amount, but I also think that this is Joe Burrow. And what is he good at? He's good at throwing the ball deep. So I like him to get his longest completion over 37 and a half.
Yeah, I love these longest completion bets. I like where you're at on this one, especially the stats back it. And Burrow in a primetime game, sometimes it just comes down to like, you got the stats there and the narrative is that we need to uncork a bomb and have a big moment in a big game. Let's go get the one seed. Joe, unleash one. I'm riding this one easily with you, Kate. That's a good bet.
Let's go. Okay, let's talk about overs. What's a player prop that you like to hit over tonight?
Okay, so I'm going to go towards a receiver that may be a little under the radar. I mean, not so much after he scored a touchdown in the last three games straight, but I'm going to go Dawson Knox over 3.5 receptions. And he's a receiver I think could be the beneficiary of attention going towards Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. Well, like I said, he scored in the last three games, so obviously Allen and him have a connection going. He's gotten 5+ targets in all those games, and I think he'll be open over the middle of the field for some key first downs and, you know, moments they need to find their tight end security blanket. So give me Dawson Knox over 3.5 receptions.
I love this, and I'm playing this later today. And I've been on like a tight end heater. I've been playing tight ends on the primetime games, and they've just been cashing like crazy. So I absolutely love this one. I'm going to take Singletary over 10.5 receiving yards is at minus 115. The Bengals defense is low-key very stout, and I feel like it's not talked about enough. I mean, this is a defense that held Patrick Mahomes to just 24 points, but they've been vulnerable to running backs in the passing game. They've allowed 32 receiving yards per game to opposing backs. They gave up 60 to the Jets. They've allowed at least four receptions to the position in three of their last four games, and Singletary has been getting the targets more and more over the last couple games. I think he can hit this in just one reception from Allen.
I love this too, because you're right about the Bengals defense. The key for them, I watch a lot of their games because I bet a lot of their games, and DJ Reader, when he came back from injury and, you know, stuffed up the middle at that defensive nose tackle position, he's the difference. How do you get away from him? Dump it off to, you know, Singletary. Get that middle pressure out of your face by going to the check down. So I like where your head's at on this one too. Running back receiving props are good in primetime games too. I think I'm tailing both of those
ten,
last bets.
It's 10.5. That's so low.
That could be one catch.
Yeah. What, literally one catch. Okay, who's a fade? Who do you like to go under?
All right, we're going to fade. This is, I don't want to fade much about Joe Burrow, but I'm fading the number here. I'm going to go under 26.5 completions. Do I think Joe Burrow is going to have a bad game? No, but 26.5 is just too high in my opinion. And the odds make it a mathematically profitable bet. We have an edge on this one. He's gone under this number at 26.5, 10 out of 15 times this season. So we have a really good win rate on that. And I just, completions are a bet that I look towards the under more so than yards. I mean, connection over and over and over again. Drives don't always last that long. You could have your bomb 39, your longest completion hit, and, you know, they took up all the yardage on the field. The big pass interference calls that take up all the yardage on the field. 27 completions is a lot. And he's often finishing around 23, 24, 22. So I think this number is just set right in that sweet spot where overbettors will just back Burrow blindly. And that's a good under spot to hit. So I'm gonna take the under on completions there.
I like it. I like it. Especially if he's only averaging 23, then they bump this up to 27. My under here is a little bit of a dangerous one, and it could totally blow up on my face. But the odds are minus 117 on both sides. So it could go either way. I'm taking Mixon under 50.5 rushing yards. So he's averaged 64 rushing yards per game this season. I know that is well over this mark, but over the last eight games, he's just been getting less than 3.5 yards per carry. The Bills have the fourth ranked run defense in the league. And I just feel like they're going to run the ball, but I don't think that Mixon is going to be the focus point of this game. I think he's going to be a little bit less involved. So I'm going to take him under 50.5.
And we've done this, but you've done this before on an episode with me where you found a bet that you played the under on a player that was averaging more than the total was set at, whatever it was, pass yards. I can't quite recall, but you know, it's set curiously low, right? If he averages more than this, it don't take too much research to say how much does Devin Singletary or does Joe Mixon rush for on average? And then see if the line is 10 yards below his average. That's curious. And we always say odds makers don't set the line there for no reason. So maybe you're onto something here.
I hope so. I hope so. Because it's a dangerous one. It's one of those ones where you're like, Mixon under, really? What? Okay, so what's a long shot bet that you like from this one?
So I deliberated on this for a while. I started going plus 750 bets, plus 900. But I came back to sort of a more modest long shot, I guess we'll say. And it's Shaq Lawson to record a sack. It's at plus 245, so nothing too crazy, nothing to write home about. But I feel like it's a long shot that can hit. We were talking about the struggles of Joe Burrow's offensive line a little bit earlier. Alex Kappa, left guard, only offensive lineman on that line that's grading above average in terms of PFF grading. They lost Lyle Collins. He wasn't playing well anyway. His backup is one of the worst graded linemen in the league. So Burrow already getting sacked a lot. Now it's, you know, decimated by injury against a Bills defensive front that is tough to play against. Even without Von Miller, they've still gotten pressure on the quarterback. So, and we were talking about before, Burrow's really good against the blitz. If they can rush four successfully and that pocket just collapses, I could see Shaq Lawson coming around the outside and getting Burrow down. So give me Shaq Lawson for a sack at plus 245.
I love that. I'll ride with you on that one. I'm going to take Josh Allen for the first touchdown of the game at plus 850. And look, I think the Bills are going to win this game. I have to give a lot of credit, though, to this Bengals defense. Again, they held the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes to just 24 points, but they did allow a rushing touchdown to Patrick Mahomes in that game. I feel like I could see the Bills, you know, win or not winning the coin toss or winning the, not winning the coin toss. Then they have to go getting down the field. It's third and goal and they don't know what to do, where to go. Good coverage. My guy, Josh, runs it in there. So I'm going to take him plus 850 for the first touchdown score of the game.
You took the image in my head and put it on into words into a mic. That's exactly what was inside my head. So I think that's, if it's going to happen, that's exactly how it'll happen. I'm going to take him anytime touchdown later. I'll talk about it later on. But for those same exact reasons, you played out the script for us.
Okay, I love it. I love it. All right, let's get into it. Who's your anytime touchdown scorer of the game?
It's Joshua Allen. I don't know if that's his legal name, but I'm going to call him that. It's Josh Allen for literally, I mean, I feel like that's the way it's going to go down. He's got seven rushing touchdowns on the season. And yeah, big play situation, good coverage, red zone, scramble, use the legs, truck somebody, make, you know, this is a team that you want to maybe have a little, you know, a signature win against with some big moments like that. And Josh Allen's the type of guy to put his head down and try to truck a linebacker. So I feel like he might get into a situation where he wants to make a point to any team that thinks they're better than the Bills here. Yep. Josh Allen will crack you in the mouth himself. Even the quarterback will get after it. So give me Josh Allen anytime TD plus 195.
I love that. And I hope it's the first touchdown of the game. I'm going to take Dawson Knox. I know we're both kind of high on him for this game. He's also at plus 195. Knox ranks third on the team with 504 receiving yards and five touchdowns. He also is second on the team when it comes to catches at 46. And the Bengals have been kind of given up a little bit to the position recently. They gave up 115 yards on seven receptions to both tight ends last week in Pittsburgh. So I feel like it's going to be a good game for Foxy Knoxy. And let's get him in the end zone and over
Foxy
3.5
Knoxy.
Receptions.
And that's a great point about receptions, which you're taking too. And the touchdown is that you just made the Bills rank bottom 10 in receptions allowed to tight ends. So let's get after it, Dawson. Foxy Knox, I can't. That's your nickname. I can't say that.
Well, it's because my last name is Mox. And so like Foxy Moxy was always like, you know, one, so it's very easy for me to get there with a similar last name with an OX. Okay, so let's talk teasers and parlays. What are you thinking?
All right, so teasers have been really good this season. They've been quite profitable. And I always say before a standalone game, if I'm going to tease the total, I always tell people, just disclaimer, teasing totals is much less likely to win than teasing spreads. That's where you get the most advantage. But we're going to do it. We're on Moxie Bets. We're having fun here. I'm going to tease the Bengals up to plus 7.5. I want points in this game. I feel like it's going to be down to the wire. It's going to be tight. So I'm going to take, if I can get over a touchdown, I'll take that with Joe Burrow, who's, you know, covering left and right, no matter what the angle is. And I'm going to tease the under up to 56.5. I already like it at 49.5. We have every trend under the sun backing the under here. I'll give you one more. When both teams are on extended rest, the under is 69-40-1 since 2018. Both teams extended rest here. So we've got so many under angles. I'll tease it up to 56.5. Hope the Bengals can keep it close. Bengals plus 7.5, under 56.5. minus 110 teaser. What do you got, Katie?
I mean, I'm similar. I'm on the under. So Bills money line, because we know that I like the Bills to win. So I might as well put the Bills money line here. And then the under 49.5, that's at plus 250. Like you said, unders 55% have been hitting 55% this season. That is the best of any season since 1991. So give me the Bills money line. And then also the under. All right, Danny, now let's have a little fun here and take a look at Caesars Sportsbook featured boosts today. So there's the Cincy streaking. There is Buffalo ground delivery. There's Luka's next level. That's the Mavs versus the Rockets. That's tonight at 8 p.m. Or peak PG-13. That's Clippers versus Heat. That's at 10:30 p.m. What is a boost? You're going to do a little sprinkle on tonight.
If I'm going to sprinkle, I want the highest odds. I want the longest shot. And I want Luka to be able to pull off a long shot. I mean, I've been a little tuned out of the NBA this year, but I tuned in because I decided to bet on Knicks Mavs the other night. And I'm a Knicks fan. I just so happened to watch one of the greatest regular season performances I've ever seen. Luka, 60-point, 20-rebound, triple-double. And he was magical. He literally made magic happen. So in this Caesars boost, you're essentially betting Mavs win and Luka has a 30-point triple-double. Yeah, I just watched him do a 60-point triple-double. So if I get plus 700, I'll sprinkle that if any of those. That's mine. Luka's next level for me.
Luka is next level, and hopefully he does all that and then has a recovery beer after. I have an MVP ticket on him. It's not great odds, but still feeling pretty sharp on that one. I'm going to take the Buffalo ground delivery because we know that I am high on the Bills in this game. That's Josh Allen total rushing yards over 48.5. I feel like he can get a little loose in this game, start using his feet. I think that there's going to be really good coverage from the Bengals, so I can see him. Look, I like him to get in the goal line for the first touchdown, so why not help that over the rush yards? Devin Singletary, total rush yards, over 44.5. I like this. I think that he's going to, you know, I like him over the 10.5 receiving yards. 44.5 seems kind of low for him. I think he can hit this. And to score a touchdown, Devin Singletary all day long is at plus 590. A $10 wager will win you $59. Time now for mocks, locks of all the bets we've given today and maybe some that we haven't given today. What are we absolutely taking to the window? I'll go first. I love that Dawson Knox over the 3.5 receptions. We already told you why. And give me the Bills money line, baby, minus 120. What do you like?
I'm going to go with that under. We got a 77% trend angle on that under. So give me the under 49.5. And then I'll tease the Bengals up to 7.5, tease the under up to 56.5 and hit that 6-point teaser too. So under, Bengals and a teaser. And there you go.
I love it, Danny. Thanks for coming on today. We missed you. We'll see you next Monday. This has been Moxie Betts presented by Caesars Sportsbook. We'll see you Wednesday.